This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. One thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. And for decades, Angie's helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. Get all your jobs done well at Angie.com.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary, but the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit NationalDebtRelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's NationalDebtRelief.com.
Hey, let's do this. Final hour. Dirt and Sprague here, Portland Sports Leader, 105.1 FM, The Fan, 1080 AM, the Odyssey app, live on YouTube. Good morning, everybody. Hope your days are off to a good start.
Whoa.
Got a lot to get to in the final hour of the show. A few more college football nuggies to get to later on. Thursday Night Football final thoughts. Will we Sprague the line on the game? Stay tuned.
No, I won't. What's that line? Is it still like a pick'em?
Basically a pick'em. I think Seattle's a slight favorite still.
Okay.
1.5, so... Okay. Will we take a side? Will we take the over-under?
Are you thinking about it?
I'm contemplating it. Kicking it around.
I just get worried about the random, like, oh, there won't be any points scored. Boom. Can't stop anybody.
Look, I got no confidence at all. So, you know, that was out the window a long time ago. It is time, though, to get to the Magic Hat. And this is a lowercase Casey edition Magic Hat. He's got his hat off.
Does he got any in the hat? Do you have any
Did
magic?
Did you put any hat magic in the
I've
hat?
I've got some magic in the hat.
Oh, do you really?
He's got magic in the hat?
What happened to Merry Christmas?
Oh.
Do we have the audio in the system?
Working on it.
Okay, hold on. Do we want to pick a different one then? Wait for that one. Set that one aside. We'll get to that one in a second. If it's an audio
component. We're going to delay a little longer for the audio to get in the system. You just grab some magic.
Way to go, kid.
Yeah, we don't need audio for this one.
Okay, what do you got?
I wanted to talk about this earlier and we didn't have time. I thought of you, actually, because if anybody on this show is going to have a kid do this, it's definitely you.
Mm-hmm.
There was a children's Christmas carol musical thing performed at a school, and one of the kids is a Georgia fan, so you know what, you know, region of the country this is in.
Yes.
And at the school, because I believe they're in Tennessee, they have to sing Rocky Top. And in the background on
it's like
video,
how we're doing, like, bringing the Pledge of Allegiance back in Tennessee. They make you sing Rocky Top at a kid's concert.
Basically, yeah, we need you in the cold. Yeah. And basically on the video, when you watch the kids sing Rocky Top, you look in the back row and there's this kid with his Georgia polo and his arms are crossed. He can't be older than 10.
Yeah.
And he has this, like, smug look and he just shakes his head like, nope, not going to do it. And everybody noted he was the only kid that refused to sing Rocky Top. And I thought, if you ever move to Seattle,
stand up for your principles, kid. Stand up for what you believe in.
And they're making Teddy ball game sing some Washington fight school. He's going to be up there with a green ball like, no,
not doing it.
And I was really proud of this kid because it does mean more there. And he really stuck to his roots and refusing to root for anything Tennessee involved.
I did see this. It's definitely worth a quick search because watching the kid's reaction is hilarious. Because you could tell, I don't know if somebody in the crowd was trying to get him to sing or trying to, like, hey, can you know, come on, Billy, come on. You know, like, trying to get him going. Because every, like, 15 or so seconds of the video, he just glances over at whoever is filming and just shakes his head no. Like,
yep.
Nope, not happening. I'm not doing it.
Yep.
And I love this, dude. Like, when that is ingrained in you, at a young age in your DNA as a sports fan, that means you are successful as a parent. And if Teddy Ballgame ever did something like that in Seattle, thankfully he doesn't have to worry about that around these parts, but if we ever did find ourselves in Seattle in the years to come, and he's in some sort of thing where the Huskies are involved and he'd acted that way, it would be one of my proudest moments as a parent.
Well, is this not the biggest of evidence that it does mean more there? We're not getting these videos around here.
If you want another funny, it just means more story in Georgia, although I don't think he's the only one that does this. Just take a moment on social media to search Kirby Smart and what he sounded like yesterday. So I don't know what the backstory is.
I couldn't pull it. I tried. It didn't sound good.
There's a lot of cuss words in there, too. Yeah. So they obviously, Georgia's got a bye in the first round of the playoff. I don't know what the situation is, if their practice field is outdoors or if they're practicing in Sanford Stadium and you know, you can just hear them over the mic. But somebody was sitting in their car, like, having lunch outside the stadium, and you can go watch this video where he's yelling so loud over the microphone, just ripping his team a new one.
His offense specifically.
And this guy's just sitting there filming, and you can hear the majority of it, and he's yelling at him, cussing at him, and this and that. And somebody, I think, just responded, was like, man, Kirby's going to beat the S out of bye week this week. Bye week has no chance against Georgia.
You know, he is interesting. I don't want to derail the Magic hat because we got other Magic to get to. He is... Somebody fascinating to talk about tomorrow is Kirby Smart.
Yeah.
Because he's clearly somebody that goes in, he's got the most accolades of this thing.
Get you two of these.
He did two of those. Yep. This was a guy we thought was going to be the next Nick Saban.
Yeah.
And they've been good, but, you know, last year they kind of got their tails kicked in the first start of that Notre Dame game. And the minute we think it's going to, oh, here's Georgia, they don't quite deliver. Now, this team a little different. The way that they're built, the dominance they had in the SEC title game, he's definitely somebody tomorrow that we talk about. And it's like, can Oregon do it? Is Indiana going to run through as the one seed? What about Ryan Day, Ohio State repeating?
Right.
I kind of, in a weird way, feel like Georgia's just quietly sitting there like, okay, cool. Have you seen a lot of Georgia picks? I've seen them win
they
some
should
games.
Be. Talk about their pathway, too. Like, I love their pathway because they obviously get a bye. I would be surprised if Tulane were to beat Ole Miss, but now you're likely going to get Ole Miss in round two, which is a rematch of the team you already know that you could beat, and they're playing without their head coach. It's like they almost seem like a team that I'm just like sharpieing into the semifinals.
I think I'm going to get them to the title game.
Yeah, and then you would get the...
Because they'd play Ohio State,
it'd
right?
It'd be Ohio State, Miami, or Texas A&M, yeah, whoever I comes like, out of that.
I think
pocket.
I like them all against all those.
I tend to agree with you as well. What else we got?
Well, we have audio for my first one.
Okay, what was the first one again? What happened to Merry Christmas?
What happened to Merry Christmas?
Okay.
Look, I like to be what people would call fair and balanced. Okay? There used to be a news network, News and Name, that was outraged. That anybody would say happy holidays.
Ah, yeah.
And their entire theme for like what felt like 4 or 5 years was that one political party is canceling Christmas.
Yeah, get rid of Christmas, man.
This is an audio clip via Fox News.
Oh.
They were debating the new data centers that need to be built and consume all of our resources and make us pay all the money and have no clean drinking water.
Oh, yeah.
This was a analyst on Fox News talking about what you should do for Christmas versus the data centers being allowed to be built.
So this farm is 150 acres. Mm-hmm. Yeah, they're going to be farms. And there will be transmission lines that have to go through developments and farms. That's the very nature of a growing economy. Like, that's everybody needs to get on board. I just don't. You know what? Buy a fake tree.
So the network that got outraged about happy holidays is now telling you to start licking the boots of data centers, destroy family farms, and stop buying real Christmas trees. You need to let robots take over society.
Yes.
Take all of your water and pay double your electricity bills.
And no more real trees, damn it.
Why don't you get on board and shut up and suck that data center?
You also don't need $37. You only need $2, Brandon. Get yourself $2, okay?
Is it just not ironic that they were...
It's a little ironic.
On that channel, specifically really upset ironic. For multiple years about happy holidays, and now they're just like, shut up about your real trees and your farm support.
Why don't you
get
shove
a plastic
that
one?
Fake tree where the sun doesn't shine. Over my dead body will I ever have a fake tree. No offense. If people want to have them, that's fine. To each their own. Over my dead body will I ever
this
have a fake tree.
This is outrageous of you to demand me get a fake Christmas tree. I love supporting those tree farms.
I do. I go to the same one every year, drive
same
out,
one
pay
every
in
year.
Cash, man. Cut it down. What same guy's been there for 20 years. Say hi to him every year.
Mm.
Same guy. Support your farmers. What else we got?
Bird gift.
Just coming up me in this one,
you must have folded them a certain way.
Gary Busey, big time Hollywood actor.
Rookie of the year.
Yeah, rookie of the year.
Who could forget?
Yeah. He posted a video online, and he has gotten a gift for you, me, and everybody else.
Gary Busey got me something for Christmas?
He got Casey something.
What?
Yeah. He got Casey a gift. He got you a gift. He got me a gift. Everybody at the fan, he got him a gift.
Okay.
Listeners, he got you a gift. Here's the Gary Busey gift.
And I have got a great Christmas present for you. Listen to this. Ah! Ah! That's what a goose sounds like when they're flying. They're letting you know they're up there. Ah! Ah! You get a bunch of geese together. Ah! 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 They're hawking in the air.
Didn't even have to unwrap that one.
That was... That's a glorious gift. Thank you, Gary.
When you post it online and you say it's a gift for me and everybody else.
I'm opening that gift.
I'm going to have to listen to that gift. That's a great gift to you, Gary Busey.
Gary Busey looked like he's seen the Ark of the Covenant.
There's something to that, yeah. Spot on, Goose imitation.
Who does a better Goose, Gary Busey or Brandon Sprague? I think you blow him out of the water.
I think I beat Gary Busey personally.
I think you do too.
I'm a little biased.
I think you blow him out.
But I also didn't say this is a gift for everybody in America.
Well, now it is. Here you go. Merry Christmas, everybody.
Casey, we should just pull his honk.
We need the side-by-side honk.
Honk.
They're honking at you.
And that camera, by the way, didn't shake. So the person recording that wasn't laughing.
Just taking it dead seriously, huh?
I commend him for it. It's a gift to America.
What's Gary Busey look like these days? Got to be honest with you. When you told me
the Ark of the Covenant is what he's looking like.
Oh my God!
Okay, well, there's a backstory to it.
What? Oh my God! Is he alive?
Well, he just posted that.
Are we sure?
Yes, he posted that 2 days ago.
Dude, I just saw the video.
Yeah, he sent it out to everybody on social media. Merry Christmas! Here's some birds.
Oh my God!
Bird's the word.
This is not good.
Gary Busey,
hell of an actor in his time though.
Loved Gary Busey.
Had a great run.
Yeah.
Who didn't love Gary Busey? More Magic Hat next on The Fam. Oh, it's magic. All right, more Magic Hat. Round two. I did watch Frosty the Snowman the other day.
The OG cartoon?
Yeah, and it made me think of the open.
Can I give you an underrated take?
Yeah, what do you got?
I think Frosty Returns is not awful.
It's been a long time since I've seen Frosty Returns.
No, it's nowhere near the OG. Okay, let me just get that out in front. But John Goodman is Frosty.
Okay. I mean, I vaguely remember, it's just not on my yearly...
It was about some death chemical that melts snow. It wasn't even Christmas related.
I always love watching those now and then, like, the plot holes in them. Like, oh yeah, you're just jumping on a train to the North Pole, huh? That's
Dude,
where we're
gonna
go?
I'm glad you said that, because something not in the Magic Hat. I've been starting to watch some, like, last night I watched some Christmas movies.
Sure.
And I'm starting to watch them from a perspective of, what a stupid plot.
How did nobody in the writing of this script come up with, you know, guys, can we make this a little more plausible?
Yeah. And it's kind of bothered me that I'm looking at it this way, but I don't know what happened. I just watch these movies and I'm like...
You just get old.
You think that's what it is?
I think that's what it is.
That's
yeah.
too bad.
Wait, you're telling me there's not a heat miser? Is that what you're telling me?
Well, like, I hate the Santa Claus in Rudolph. How did nobody say that this Santa Claus is awful? This is not a guy who shares his gifts with the world.
He's a total D, man.
It's
and there's
him.
Misfit toys. Ah, he's allowing misfit on. Toys to happen. What are we doing? All right, what else we got, Casey? What else is in the Magic Hat?
Oopsie.
Ha, finally. One for dirt here. We haven't talked about it. Maybe you guys did on Monday. I was obviously not here on Monday. Did you talk about the Cougs hiring a new head coach?
I had mentioned it. We didn't dive in. It wasn't even a half a segment. But I'm like, you know, I offhanded said, oh, and the Cougs, you know, they hired... Kirby Moore.
Did you know that he's Kellen Moore's brother?
Oh, I didn't know that. That's a fun fact.
I didn't either.
Nothing like Kellen Moore.
They don't really. Yeah, I mean, you put them side to side, they kind of do, but not like in quick glance, you don't quite see it.
I don't think you and your brother look alike.
No, I don't think we'd look very much alike either. He also played at Boise State. He's from the area. He grew up a diehard Coug fan. So he was the OC at Missouri last year. He'd been Missouri a couple years. Spent some time at Washington a long time ago, Fresno State. Now the head coach at Washington State. That's, you know, look, if I'm a Coug fan, here's what I'll say. There's a lot of trust in them hiring the right guy and finding a quarterback because they've had a quarterback who went number one overall in the draft. They've had back-to-back head coaches take Power Four gigs.
Yeah.
Their last quarterback that transferred was a front runner for the Heisman coming into the year, and then the thumb injury kind of derailed things. Mm-hmm. But
he's in the playoff.
Like, you know, there's something about them that they just kind of keep stumbling into the right hire and the right quarterback. And no matter who is there, it's kind of unique for them.
And the president was on the record saying, we need to be spending $20 million a year
yes.
in football. Like they, she's just out. I want this to matter. It's a big deal for us.
Yeah, fired their athletic director to go hire a new athletic director.
They're like a less successful version of JMU right now, and I'm a little envious of it.
Well, he had his introductory press conference, and snafus happen from time to time. We all have a slip of the tongue here or there. We say stupid things. I do it on a sure. daily basis. But Kirby Moore was introduced in Pullman, and he had this to say as he was wrapping up his press conference.
Moving forward, the time is now at Washington State to be the leader in the new Mountain West Conference.
Now,
tough break.
In fairness to Kirby Moore,
he
understood he corrected himself.
Immediately?
He caught it, and in the next sentence, he was like, yeah, you guys know what I mean. I was at Fresno State. Give me a break here. Dan Mullen did jump on Twitter and was basically like, we are the better conference, Kirby. Thanks for shouting us out. So he's taking a fun little jab because that's turned into a little bit of a brouhaha between you two.
I like Dan Mullen's becoming one of my favorite coaches.
He doesn't care. He's already been fired.
Care.
He knows he's got a job waiting for him at ESPN.
He's got a great life.
Dude, he's letting Vegas.
He's letting it all fly, man.
They won 10 games this year. He's hitting the portal hard.
That's
a tough way to, you know.
What's tougher?
Because the conference is your, like,
I know.
You grew up watching the conference.
You also just stole half of that conference's teams, I think, including Fresno State, correct?
Fresno State is in your new conference.
It's the All-State Conference. What's worse, though, flubbing that or having a press conference go an hour? Because that press conference was too long.
Hour. That's too long.
It's too long.
That's too long.
An hour is a long time.
That's
but
too
also,
long.
You can't shouldn't be longer say than 30 minutes. West.
I know. You got to get the conference right. That's like the musician who goes up on stage and shouts out the wrong city. You can't do that.
Has anybody started looking up these coach press or introductory things and said, like, who's doing ChatGPT versus who's legitimately writing their intro? Because it would be great if somebody did find out that he said, what's something I can say that fires up people at a small conference, and ChatGPT just spit out everything there, including
Mountain
and
West.
And then inserted Mountain West, and he just read it straight up without any editing.
They don't quite put the Pac-12 in that category yet. It's still the Mountain West when you think of it that way through the computer's lens.
Yeah.
I bet a handful of them do. I know people do on job applications as well. All right, what else we got, Casey?
Our ears say thank you.
Look at that. Now we're on a dirt trend here. This happened last night. I don't know if you guys caught this, but major, major news.
Yeah.
Just groundbreaking news.
Okay.
In the world of college basketball combined with radio.
Mm.
Our fearless leader in this industry, the gold standard that has been.
Jay Billis.
Has decided he can no longer, speaking of hats, wear both hats. Our dear friend Doug Gottlieb is stepping back from his radio show.
What?
He announced last night, after another Green Bay game.
Did they win?
I don't know.
It'd be funny if they lost.
I mean, I'd imagine the time to announce it would be right after a loss, right? I don't know if he threw a chair. What conference is Green Bay in? Does anybody know?
They won. They beat UC Santa Barbara.
Okay. They beat UC.
That's a big win.
Look, that's massive for Doug. Doug's trending in the right direction here.
Aren't those the Slugs? Do I have that right?
I think they're the Gauchos.
The Gauchos. Who's the Slugs? Is that Santa Cruz?
Santa Cruz, maybe?
One of them is a slug, isn't it?
A banana slug?
One of those
slugs?
UC schools, I feel like, is a slug.
There's a slug down there somewhere.
That's massive news, dude.
He's
no
stepping
Doug
back from his award-winning radio show.
Santa Cruz.
Yeah, University of Santa Cruz, is the mascot is Sammy the Banana Slug.
Yeah, dude,
the
I love
banana
that.
Banana slugs.
I love the banana slugs.
So, for all of you Doug Gottlieb P1s out there,
devastated.
Take a deep breath, moment of silence.
What are we going to do without his takes?
How will we survive in the sports radio landscape without hearing from Doug Gottlieb?
Well, if he won last night, then I
Gone
am I
soon.
Right in saying he has surpassed his win total from last year? Because I think he won 4 last year. That would give them 5?
Sure.
Or 6?
They're 6-7.
6-7. I think last year he only won 4. Oh, that was, yeah. Did you walk into that on purpose, the 6-7
thing? You say that on purpose?
No, not even a little bit.
Are you doing 6-7, Casey?
No, I'm 24. I don't
care. It's kind of right in your
age.
Let's not act like you're too mature.
There's a lot of college kids that are doing the 6-7 thing. You're not that far
I'm
removed.
I'm not in college
You're
anymore.
Not that far removed.
I literally can't go through a practice if I utter anything with 6 and 7 related,
that's the immediate response.
Half my team does the ham thing,
yeah,
or they start laughing, and I go, "What is so funny?" And they'll go, "6, 7."
And yes, they were 4 and 20.
Yeah,
last
dude,
season.
He's past his win total.
Look out for Doug;
he's on fire.
Doug's coming for the tournament. Dude. He doesn't have time to spew hot takes on radio anymore.
Let's not act like he's not going to get a gig the minute he quits or gets fired from that job.
Remember back in the day when Colin used to be after us, whenever Gottlieb would fill in the reaction have to each other, whenever even now here's the guest host, Doug Gottlieb,
and he'd steal Colin's entire intro.
It's like, oh God.
How you just be like, hey guys, Doug Gottlieb here.
This is gonna suck.
It's my show, but I'm filling in for Colin.
But our ears say thank you. Let's get one more in. Do we got time for one more?
Christmas Die Hard.
Yeah, Macaulay Culkin's making the rounds. Fascinating little turnaround of career. He has leaned into the Home Alone stuff. It's a 35th year anniversary.
Talk about a guy who dealt with a lot of drug issues and now has kind of come out of the other end of the tunnel on a high note.
He's done a lot of podcasts lately, and he did a podcast, and at the back end of it, there was a lightning round, and he was asked straight up the age-old question that everybody debates, is Die Hard a Christmas movie?
No, it's not. It's based around Christmas. Don't fight me on the moon.
It's really messed up.
It's based around Christmas, but if it was also St. Patrick's Day, it would still be, it would work. You know, yeah. But you couldn't do, like, Memorial Day, Home Alone. Like, no, it doesn't work that way.
Now, I'm going to push back on Macaulay Culkin here a little bit, because I'm somebody that does think Die Hard's a Christmas movie. My kid loves it, by the way.
Who doesn't love Die Hard?
You could do the Home Alone premise for spring break.
You absolutely could.
And people would still want to rob your house.
You could do it for a summer vacation.
Yeah.
You could, I mean,
yeah.
Isn't Home Alone 3, you know, the one where he's not in it, isn't that not even
Christmas?
Christmas?
I don't know. I've never seen it.
Never seen Home Alone 3.
I stopped it too.
Holiday season, but it's not Christmas.
Over actual Christmas?
I think it's Thanksgiving.
Look, both these takes are correct. Like, it's not technically a Christmas movie, but there's Christmas happening, and when there's Christmas happening in the movie, well, you watch it normally around Christmas time.
I have this debate with another movie. I like to have a holiday movie for the winter, fall holidays. So,
yes.
Like, Thanksgiving for me, planes, trains, automobiles, automatic.
Correct take?
The Christmas movies, there's a whole catalog of them.
Easy to go to.
I have a New Year's Eve movie.
Oh.
Now, some people think it's a Christmas movie. I lean a little more New Year's, and that is Trading Places. Because Trading Places has both holidays in them.
It does, yeah.
He gets drugged up and almost, he does OD during Christmas with smoking hot Jamie Lee Curtis.
God, yeah.
But also, they get even, and they beat the brothers just after New Year's. And they're on the train with the Belushi brother.
That's a good point. I think I would lean more New Year's Eve movie than I would Christmas movie.
Right. But his entire, like, he finally has his break point when he's dressed as Santa eating a salmon out of his beard because he's so messed up on substances.
Right.
So some people consider Trading Places a Christmas movie.
I've never thought of it that way.
I have it more as a New Year's Eve movie.
Hmm. See, you know, beauty is in the eye of the beholder.
I know. There's those coin flip movies. Die Hard for me is a Christmas movie.
Also, he's a pretty distinguished voice to be able to speak on this as a Christmas movie legend himself.
I respect that,
he's got some authority on the topic, Mac.
Yeah, but I would counter and say, fair point, Mac, but let me counter.
Mac, you go Mac with him?
Yeah, I'd call him Mac.
You go short.
How many other holidays do we have parties for during the calendar year?
How many other holidays do we have parties for? 4th of July, we have parties.
At the office?
Oh, at the office. Oh, no. None.
Christmas is the only one. You would agree?
Christmas is the only one.
Now,
the office,
why are they at the office for Die Hard?
Office Christmas party.
Yeah.
They don't have Easter Christmas parties. They don't have Memorial Day Christmas parties.
Maybe we should.
Christmas is the whole reason Die Hard happens.
Normalize the party.
That's the time to go to the tower because everybody's there.
Yeah. Good point.
So,
strong argument from Brandon Sprague.
I think you can make a point that in some ways, Die Hard might be more of a Christmas movie than Home Alone. Because that family vacation can happen for like 5 other times. That office Christmas party doesn't happen any other time of the whole year.
They go into France in the first one. Is that where they're going?
They go to France for the first.
Where's the second one? Miami?
Florida.
Florida,
and
yeah.
And then it rains the whole time, and
he gets
to go to New York.
And they're crammed into a little hotel room down in Florida.
You know what they call Kevin? Les Compentons.
Well done. There you go. There's your magic hat every Thursday at 9 o'clock. Let's get to a couple of more college football notes, and we'll do that next. Final thoughts on Thursday Night Football as well. Still to come, but first, here's us with a FUP update.
This is Dirt and Sprague. First round week of the college football playoff is brought to you by Video Only. Now, from the George McCoy and Warren Allen Sports Desk, a Sports Center update on the Fan Sports Network, 105.1 FM and 1080 AM.
This sports update is brought to you by 808 Hawaiian Restaurant. Mixed plates like grandma used to make if your grandma were from the Big Island. Woodstock, Burnside, Beaverton, or online at ate-oh-ate.com. First on the Fan. As of Thursday evening, Evergreen State Fair Park has taken in roughly 171 horses, 104 cows, 94 goats, and 21 chickens, along with several other animals because of the floods in Washington right now.
In recent years, animal experts have estimated that the world's biggest whales eat between 10 and 20 tons of food a day. The caloric equivalent of 70,000 to 80,000 Big Macs, if you're curious. And after decades of studying, scientists are starting to run with the conclusion that the one thing saving the oceans is indeed the tons and tons of whale crap.
Hell yeah.
Because it's floating in the water, it's creating all of these micro creatures that are able to feast on it. And then the cycle continues to go out. So whale poop, actually responsible for helping save the oceans right now.
The cycle of poo. I would like to give a congratulations and round of applause to friend of the station, friend of the program, Anthony Newman, who is officially named the head coach of the Westland Lions.
I thought he was already, and no. I didn't understand that tweet at all.
He was the defensive coordinator.
I was thinking the same
thing.
He's
been the defensive coordinator the whole time. He has not been the head coach.
I'm pretty sure on this show I have basically made him the head coach of that program.
He's very impactful.
But congratulations, nonetheless.
Well deserved, dude. One of the best dudes you ever run into. Yeah. Very happy, and he's going to win a lot of state titles.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit nationaldebtrelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit nationaldebtrelief.com. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.